Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center, the global grassroots movement for consumer choice around the world, consumerchoicecenter.org. Yael, I know you are globally in tune with things that go on, not only here across this great country, but all around the world. And intertwining these two earlier this week and playing out last week was the ongoing back and forth between the NBA and China, in that the NBA has developed a very fruitful relationship with the communist government there in the way in which they market and sell their products. And it all kind of came to heads last week when the Houston Rockets owner expressed support for the pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. And boy, did that open a can of worms for the National Basketball Association, professional athletes then lending in their viewpoints on the situation. And it's really hard to feel for some of these multimillionaire professional athletes when they're siding with a communist government but consider themselves social justice warriors here in our country.
Yeah, there's a lot of room to debate a lot of things on this. I mean, really what we're dealing with is China is a country that has a growing middle class. I mean, these are people who are getting fairly wealthy pretty quickly, faster than we've seen in almost any other part of the world. And a lot of them really like NBA basketball. And a lot of people really tune in and they watch these games and they have them all dubbed in Mandarin or Cantonese, and people love it. And the NBA recognized this and they've moved a lot of operations there, play games, have all these merchandise deals. So there's a lot of money that's being tied up. At the same time that you have these terrible crackdowns of very peaceful protesters, but now they are kind of driving to more violent ends a little bit in Hong Kong, and it's becoming this huge rift. And I think we talked about this before. What's so interesting about this is that you have the sports world getting involved in kind of this international relations fiasco. And it brings everything up. It's digital policy. It's what people say on Twitter, what people say online. It's companies and corporations. It's foreign policy. It's exports. It's tariffs. I mean, this is just a beautiful consumer choice present with a little bow on top. And it's another opportunity to make the case that, look, if you really do cherish the things that you buy, that you purchase, that you invest in, you have to look at where things come from and what is happening. And with China, there's a lot of questions. We saw this with the 5G debacle and questions about who will make the next 5G infrastructure in the United States. There's a lot of questions about whether or not people should be partnering with an authoritarian government. And that's separate from the people. The people in China are great. They want freedom and liberty as much as any of us do. But the problem is they're led by a totalitarian state, a state government model that controls almost every facet of society, and they don't have the same liberties that we have. So if you have the opportunity to be a businessman in China, if you have the opportunity to be some kind of sports figure who has influence in China, Hong Kong was the perfect place for you to have sympathy for the people there who are fighting for the same rights that we have every day. So that was very unfortunate. I think it's great from what I can see that people are questioning this, rising up, and a lot of people are being very critical of the NBA. The NBA is a private organization, private institution. Obviously, they're free to do as they wish. But if you're going to try to put the fundamental liberties of Hong Kongers who are protesting for their freedoms, if you're just kind of rank that very much down the list and you're trying to talk about basketball, yeah, you're going to get a tough time. So I think it's a good opportunity to talk about why these ideas matter, why these principles matter, and why everything we fight for in this country should be something that people should be fighting for in every country in the world.
Yeah, I just find a bit of a double standard there when you are making a lot of money off the backs of kids that are making your sneakers on pennies on the dollar, and then you're turning around and selling them for hundreds of dollars along with your jerseys. You've got kids in sweatshops making these pieces of apparel, and you're making a pretty good penny off their backs, yet you're critical of the people who are putting that into question as far as choice and freedoms
you can imagine, Joe, we might have a scenario in the future when there's a competitor to the NBA. People are very free to start their own sports league. Who knows? Maybe there'll be some other kind of basketball league I'll go out there. I think President Trump tried to do the same with the XFL some years ago.
Oh, that would be a sight to see, and how they would attract people. It's just again, there's a little bit of a disturbance in the way you see that. At the end of the day, I guess money rules all. That's basically what the NBA is telling us, no?
In a way, yes. In a way, it's money that comes from anywhere. And if it was the same thing in Russia, would we be having the same conversation? Russia has been a very much top of mind for people in the political world. If we had a huge market in Russia for, let's say, NFL football, and the same situation occurred, and people had protests in the streets in Moscow, would the NFL be very reluctant to have any of their people weigh in? We're not sure. Maybe there would be a lot more sympathy. I have no clue. But this is just another example of, we need to stand for these principles everywhere. It's not just for people here. It's people everywhere.
Well, with that said, and given that, of course, the American consumer loves to purchase, cheap and, cheap goods and products, and a large portion of that, of course, comes from China, we can do our own part here as consumers to show our disgust for, agencies and organizations like the NBA or other companies that decide to do business with China. We can do it ourselves right here by the products that we purchase and consume.
Yeah, you can always vote with your dollars. That's something that we're very, very adamant about, is if companies are doing bad things and you disagree with their policies and don't like what they're doing, you're very free to choose another company. That's what's great about the market. If you don't like the companies, you can change. But for governments, that's not possible. If you don't like your government, you can't just switch from one day to the next. You have to try to reform it and change it as best as possible. So luckily in the marketplace, we actually have a bit more freedom. And if you don't like what these companies are doing, if you don't agree with their policies or who they're partnering with, you very much have the power right there with your wallet to make that change.